Did you think I would be as easy to defeat as Zedrix?
Nyra shouted, raising her lightsaber triumphantly above her head. The air around her began to crackle and grow hot as she gathered herself for the killing blow. Scourge felt the energy building inside her, and he knew he would be powerless to stop it. Nyriss was too powerful. Her command of the dark side was too strong.
"Gaze upon me and see your doom," she declared. "I am Darth Nyriss, Lord of the Sith. I am the conqueror of Dresik, the destroyer of Meldia, and a member of the Dark Council."
Scourge braced himself for the end. Just then, Revan emerged from the cell. He had pulled the hood of his Jedi robe up to cover his head, and he wore the red and gray mask hiding his face. A dozen bolts of lightning sprang from Nyriss's hand, arcing across the room to incinerate her enemies. Instead of leaping back into the cell to avoid the deadly attack, Revan stepped forward to intercept it. Both hands were held in front of him, his arms fully extended at shoulder height, his thumbs touching and his fingers splayed wide. He drew the bolts of lightning into his waiting grasp, channeling them away from their intended targets and absorbing their power.
"I am Revan Reborn," he said to Nyriss. "And before me, you are nothing."
Nyriss's eyes went wide as Revan unleashed the power of her own attack against her. She tried to throw up another force shield, but the bolts ripped it apart and continued on unabated. The lightning engulfed her, the intense heat consuming her instantly, leaving only a pile of charred ash. Scourge slowly clambered to his feet as Revan helped Mitra up. In the corner, the upended astromech let out a plaintive whistle and awkwardly managed to rock himself back into an upright position. Revan walked over and knelt beside the closer of the two dead soldiers. He placed a hand on the man's chest, but didn't speak.
"We have to go,"
Mitra said softly, coming over and gently touching Revan on the shoulder to interrupt his thoughts.
"We don't want the Imperial Guard to know you were here."
He stood up and slowly turned to Scourge. There was something unnerving about staring into the faceless mask. It made Revan seem more intimidating, more powerful. Or maybe Scourge just felt that way because he'd watched him destroy Nyriss. Whatever the reason, he was more confident than ever that he'd made the right choice. If anyone had the strength to stop the Emperor, it was this man.
"This is yours,"
the Sith said, taking the hilt of Revan's lightsaber from his belt. Revan accepted the gift with a brief nod, then simply said,
"Get us out of here."